Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Guesting today than typical. It just kind of ended up that way. Bottom of this hour, Brett Ciancia of Pick Six Previews, very popular follow on Twitter, college football, will join us. That should be fun. He's been on with us before in the past, been a year or two, but he is good. So again, looking forward to that. Blake Ruffino, top of the hour. Blake is a fantastic addition to the show. Joins us on Wednesdays, top of hour number two, 7 o'clock Central Time. So Blake will be with us down in Louisiana. And also add to the list, Josh Newberg. Of course, he's with us Wednesdays from down in the Tampa, Florida area. There's your layout today. There is your guesting today for the show. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. A lot of time spent on football season opening up and workouts in the summer and when can they practice and all of that. And we've talked about it a lot. Well, here in this state, and again, this is just an example. We got some news yesterday and it wasn't very good. It doesn't have to end negatively, but it wasn't real good. And here is how it goes. This is from the Tennessean. The season's for high school football and girls soccer in Tennessee will not start as scheduled because of COVID-19. The TSSAA, now again, that is the governing body, high school governing body in the state of Tennessee. Every state that you're listening to me from has the same governing body for your state. Might not be all the same rules, but again, every state's got their governing body. Here it's the TSSAA. On Tuesday, sent a memo to member schools updating them on the start of the 2020-21 sports season. No new start dates were announced. Governor Bill Lee, and I told you about this on Tuesday, extended the COVID-19 state of emergency through August 29th. And that's for the state in general. It wasn't sports specific. It's for everything. So again, extended what was already in place, which includes limitations on contact sporting events and activities. While the order is in place, schools cannot have competition or scrimmages with other schools, including 7-on-7 competitions, can't have close contact activities during fundamental practices in football, also including girls soccer, wrestling, and also basketball. Girls soccer was scheduled to start August 17th, and football was August the 20th. Now, that's for games. That's for games. Practice was supposed to start well before that in July. As of now, the start dates for volleyball, golf, and cross country would not be affected. According to the memo, the TSSAA is in the process of developing regular season and postseason options to present to the Board of Control regarding what adjustments will be made to the schedules. The board will make the final decision. So it's already happening here, and this isn't one of the worst states. Now, we've had the positive test. The new cases has gone up in this state. The death total is relatively low, comparatively speaking, but again, we've had your typical Sun Belt spike up. Nothing like Texas or Florida or Georgia, which are way more, you know, infinitely more populated states than Tennessee, anyways. But there's some news there, and it's not good. Now, it doesn't mean that if we started getting better results here over the next month, maybe they could pull that back some and make it more regular. But as of right now, that's not the case. And I got two kids, high schoolers, boys, in football. And now they can go back starting, I believe, Monday after we get through the holiday weekend. They can go back to the workouts that they were doing prior to what's now a dead period. They can do that. And there is some instruction that goes on there. It doesn't involve helmets or hitting or pads or any of that. None of that. But you can work out, do the weights, and then you can go to the field and do some things. So that's better than nothing, but it's not what was originally planned, which has been the case forever. I don't even know. We've never had football practice or scrimmages other than the rules that are in place. We've never had it limited like this. But here's where we're at. That's where we're at. Now, again, high schools don't have anything to do with the colleges. That doesn't mean that Tennessee, Memphis, Vanderbilt, Tennessee Chattanooga, Austin Peay, Tennessee State, doesn't mean that they're under this rule, per se. But, and again, it doesn't necessarily give you a look at what they may do. It may or may not, but they're not related. Don't take it that way. It might end up that college football practice is delayed. I hope not, but it won't have anything to do with this announcement here. It might relate to it or coincide with it, but it won't be because. So we'll see. Yeah, we will see. But there's the news, and I was a little obviously I was concerned about this, and there you have it. Let's get a call here, Jeff in the borough.
What's going on, Bill?
Just reading the bad news there.
I know. I was going to tell you, Bill, they got another scenario I was going to tell you about. Of course, they're meeting today. The Board of Control is about classification, too. And they're talking about either doing it this year or delaying it a year, you know, as far as the classification for the sports and everything. That's one thing they got to do. I think they do it every 4 years, I believe, is what the scenario and what the time period is. But there's another scenario, too, Bill, they're talking about. And what they're talking about doing is how the Board of Control has got to approve it, of course. They have to approve it and everything. But to play the spring sports now, like the baseball and softball and track and all that, and do that now in the fall, because they say because of social distancing, they say, do that now, and then play the fall sports, your football, basketball, and stuff like that in the springtime. Play that in the spring. Because they're hoping
I saw that. I hope they don't do that. But
they're hoping they'll have a vaccine by then. That's what they're hoping. They'll have a vaccine, but that's when they're there. Of course, like I say, the Board of Control has got to approve it. You know, anything they do, they've got to vote on it and approve it. Because I know when they talked about taking away the dead period, they voted on it, and it was a 6-6 tie. It was 6-6 when they voted on that. But to everything, but they have to approve that. That's whatever scenario that they're talking about doing, which wouldn't be so bad, I guess, because like I say, the social distancing thing, you could play the other sports now and then the other ones in the springtime, so wouldn't be so bad. Of course, just for 1 year, you couldn't do it all the time, of course, but I know you probably don't like that scenario, so.
No, and I don't think the spring sports people like it either, and I haven't talked to them all, but just what I've seen.
Yeah.
You're gonna just abruptly say, hey, baseball's going to get started here. I mean, you could handle it, but it would, boy, wow.
Yeah, you could do it. You could do it, like I say. But like they say, too, like with football, like I don't know if you mentioned yesterday, somebody did, was mentioned on a show I listened to, that, like, you know, your non-district games, you play in football, they're all two-year contracts. Yeah, you play at your place, and the next year you go to the other team's place. Because I know Blackman this year, they played Alcoa out here this year, and the first game this year they're playing is going to be on a Saturday night. They're going to Alcoa and playing over there, you know, this year. It's a 2-year contract with Alcoa they had, you know. So that's why they was talking about classification. They was talking about putting it off a year because of this pandemic, this virus. They's going to put it off a year, they say. But it's something the Board of Control, like I said, they've got to approve it. All that stuff, but I'm looking forward to you having Blake on. I enjoyed his show last night. He had the SEC coaching rankings. He ranked them from 1 to 14. He had some interesting rankings in there, Bill. He had Orgeron number 2, and he had Jimbo up there real high, and Kirby, and different ones. So, you know, everything with his to what he had in there, you know, and everything.
Where do you have Skolcan?
10.
Okay.
I didn't see any yet. He had Malzahn 6. He had Stoops in the middle 7, which is fair. That's fair. I mean, somebody else ranked him earlier a few weeks ago and had Stoops there at 7. So, I mean, that's fair. The job he's done in Kentucky, it's not, you know. And they had Mason down there at the bottom. And I think Drinkwitz and then that Pittman guy that hadn't coached before, he was at the bottom. So, the last one 14. But, you know, and he said he had Kirby up there. And of course, Nick Saban was 1 and all that. Same was number 1, but also be honest with you, the other day, the ACC coaches was ranked. Of course, he had Dabo number 1, and guess who was number 2, Bill?
Mack Brown.
Yeah, Mack Brown, yep, number 2, yeah.
He just got the number 1 cornerback in America committed yesterday.
But he was number 2, and I can't remember who the other ones in the top. All I know it was, Bill, Cut was 3, Bill. Cut was number 3.
The deity was 3? Oh, gosh.
Yeah, Cut was 3, Bill. That was number 3, and this was the Athlon Sports map. Right, Athlon Sports ranked them now. Cut was number 3. Cut was.
Well, Athlon started with a Tennessee student started that magazine back in the 60s. So,
yeah.
Cut with his Tennessee background got the benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah, well, they say too. Of course, he is a great. He can find the quarterbacks. There's no question about that. He can find the quarterbacks. And they mentioned 1 year they went to the championship game 1 year. The ACC's, I forget what year it was. They said he slacked off last year. But maybe old Rich Stockton can get him this year. Maybe they go down to Durham and pull that upset the first week. Maybe they go down there and pull the upset if they play. So maybe they go down there and pull a whole huge upset like they did Georgia Tech. 1 year went to Georgia Tech and won. So maybe he can go down and beat Cut the first week of the year. But now I just want to tell you about that scenario about TSLA. Because, like I said, that's another scenario they got. And like I said, I don't know if they're going to do it, but that's why they want to do it, because of social distance with baseball and softball. You don't have to have all that other thing and this, that, and the other thing. But, you know, I don't know if they'll do it or not, but it's just a possibility. Like I said, the Board of Control's got a vote on it.
Yeah, got you. All right, Jeff.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Yeah, I hope they don't vote for spring sports in the fall. And then football in the spring. I mean... If they do, we'll deal with it, but not my favorite idea. Bottom of the hour, Brett Ciancia of Pick 6 Previews. He's out west. I forget where he is, but he's out west somewhere. I think he is. Very popular follow, though, if you don't follow them on Twitter. Lots of data coming your way. Let's get the first break. Let's do that. Coming right back, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. I'm still looking live at this crash out here on the interstate in Rutherford County. It's 24 westbound, right here at Highway 231, Shelbyville Highway. Again, it's up against a wall. It's already caused a bit of a delay here on 24 westbound here in Rutherford County. 440 eastbound at West End, that wreck in its clearing stages, also wrapping up that wreck East Nashville, Dickerson Pike at Ben Allen Road. Hey, Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on to barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hey, what you reading?
It's called The Ledger. There's a great column on the Titans.
So it's a sports publication?
No, not just sports. Like, see here? There's a great cover story on why Middle Tennessee's real estate market is so hot. The Ledger has stories written by some of Nashville's best, most experienced journalists. And you can get all the information on the Mid-State's fast-growing restaurant scene. There's profiles of community leaders and data that helps generate leads for my business.
And sports?
Yes, including UT coverage from Knoxville.
Expensive?
Is free expensive?
Free, huh?
Yeah, grab you one at hundreds of locations and tnledger.com. It's The Ledger. Pick one up today.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Nashville Sports Radio has been your home for sports and information for over 25 years. And in these uncertain times, we understand the importance of information. With all the questions about the coronavirus, Nashville Sports Radio provides you the answer with the CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, airing every Saturday night starting at 6. Answering all the questions about the coronavirus and providing you with the best information. The CBS Coronavirus Special with Gil Gross, every Saturday at 6 on Nashville Sports Radio.
He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Six previews. They'll be joining us. They have a 2020 season preview book. We'll tell you how you can get it. Lots of info in there, too. Brett Ciancia is the man. So we'll take that break. Relatively on time. And look forward to having him on. Saw an interesting stat from Brad Powers. Now, Brad will be with us. Well, I'm trying to hook him up tomorrow. I've not gotten that done yet because we're not going to be here Friday. Friday will be a replay of some sort. Crazy Charlie will put in this slot. We're off Friday. I know. I catch crap every time we do this. I deserve it, but we're taking the day off. It's not like there's some brand new bit of news. Well, I'll tell you what. If they announce Thursday sometime, that college football starts on time, practice starts on time, games are going to be wonderful, full crowds, it's just a beautiful thing. I'll come back Friday. They announced that I'll be here Friday. I'm pretty safe, though, I'm assuming, that we're going to be off Friday. Yeah, I don't think that's happening. But if they do, there's one caveat. I'll just, even if I have to stand on top of a hill with a megaphone, I'll do the show. But that's all we've got. Here's a stat from Brad. Speaking of betting, I don't know if you know this. Now, many of you follow him, so you might have seen this tweet. If you bet Temple football, yes, I just brought up. How many of you in this very moment were thinking, Temple football, Bill? I'm just obsessed with it. I can't get it off my mind, man. If you bet Temple football every game since 07, so dating back, what, 13-plus years. Yeah, if you bet Temple, you'd be 160-3. That's 62.5%. You'd have some money in your pocket. Depending on how much you bet, you could have quite a bit of money in your pocket. If you just said every game that Temple plays since 07, I'm betting them. I don't care which side they're on. I don't care who it is. I'm just betting Temple. Taking Temple, you'd be 160-3 against the spread now. Yeah, against the spread. Again, remember, that's not to win or lose. It's against the spread. 62.5. You know who's next? Pretty interesting stat there, though. I love those stats. Yeah, I do. Roundman says, Bill, can you tweet that dude's Twitter? I'm having a hard time spelling Cianci. No. It's at Pick 6 Previews. Matter of fact, here's what I'll do. He just tweeted, returning to the Bill King Show, talking all things college football in my 2020 season preview book. And Brett goes by Pick 6 Previews. So let me retweet it. And Roundman, I know you follow me, so there you go. I just did it. Just check that next tweet out, and you will have Brett's Twitter address. Yeah, Brett Ciancia. It's C-E-A-N-C-I-A. But don't look that up, because that's not his Twitter. His Twitter is Pick 6 Previews, S on the end. Allen in Tampa. Bill, that was the Bozo in the Burrow. Jeff was okay there, but he kept repeating about the board and everything. Rob. Bill, nothing like a little dose of Jeff in the Burrow to start your day. Yeah. Imagine 614 Rob. He's a big Buckeye fan. He's got to listen to that. Yeah, I'm sure it did not kick off his Wednesday the way he probably wanted it to. Oh, another note. Watching the market. And it's the pre-market is red right now. We'll see. But Tesla not only penetrated 1,000 again yesterday, but got up almost to 1,100. Got up to about 1085, 1086 yesterday. And it might, I'm telling you, it may pull back some too. I mean, predicting and is tough because the marketplace that we're in right now is so news oriented that you have to be careful. One little announcement can change things abruptly. You could be sitting there doing just happy and doing well, and then all of a sudden, what's going on? Then you see some news. Now, some news, though, that seems pretty significant, just the market. Here's the other unpredictable part. The market just goes, meh, I don't care. Like a horrible jobs report, meh, whatever. I mean, I've seen it do that. So it's not, doesn't always react like that. Sometimes it ignores it. But it's a very newsy environment. And maybe that's just the way it's always going to be. I mean, we're in a 24-hour news cycle world, and it's been the case for a while, but it seems even more explosive and more newsy. Bloomberg, basically, you get up every day, and basically the same headlines every day. COVID concerns affecting the market. Actually, that's not true. It's not true. More than half the time, that's a lie. The market's priced that in. Now, if there's some just a tragic, horrific news, yeah. But just typical daily spike is up, guys. Panic time. That's the fear porn that they sell you. That's the market's not blinking at most of that. They've heard that every day for X number of days. It's Bloomberg selling you the fear porn. They love it, man. Would you like to be part of their private meetings when they get up in the morning and they're having, let's say, a teleconference? Sell the fear porn, guys. Do it. More spiking up. We got incredible news overnight. The spike is going up. Sell it, baby. There'll be champagne for you later. Josh, Bill, Jeff in the Borough is the reason I get high. Okay. I know, I don't have a problem with that, actually. I totally understand it. We got to get to Brett Ciancia, Pick Six Previews. Bottom of the hour break. Crazy Charlie sent you the number, so we're all good there. Coming right back, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. THP just now opened up all lanes of traffic here in Rutherford County on that earlier crash. It's 24 westbound at Highway 231. That's looking much better up through there. 440 eastbound at West End. That wreck is in its clearing stages. Starting to pick up just a bit through Madison now on 65 coming southbound. Hey, it's time to have some summertime fun at Adventures Unlimited on the Ocoee River. Book online today, adventuresunlimited.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is the sound of a delicious DQ Blizzard. This is the sound of a drumstick, the original Sunday cone. And this is the sound of these two summer icons coming together in the new DQ Drumstick Blizzard. Everything you love from a drumstick, including waffle cone pieces and peanuts, combined with our world-famous DQ soft serve. We're fitting more summer into every bite. DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Ladies and gentlemen,
here's a smart suggestion.
Check out the new and improved WNSR.com.
You're going to have to explain that.
It's the new and improved WNSR.com. With everything a sports fan needs.
We got a whole new attitude.
All the scores. All the highlights. All the updates. All the stories. And even the new website smell. From Nashville Sports Radio.
This is the most important religious event of our time.
You keep saying that, but you don't tell me how.
Log on to the new and improved WNSR.com. Get into the Bill King Show, 615-844-5600. He doesn't charge by the minute.
Chris and Charlie is chasing down Brett Ciancia from Pick Six Previews. We'll pull that up here momentarily. Coming up, Blake Ruffino. Top of hour number two down in Louisiana. Blake will be with us, and Josh Newberg will also check in with us a little later in hour number three. Brett is with us again, Pick Six Previews. You follow him because Brett, some were trying to spell your name, and I said, no. Go to Pick Six Previews, follow him on Twitter. Tell everybody, Brett, how they can get your college football information. Your preseason.
Yeah, Bill, thanks for having me back on.
Sure.
You know, the last 6 months I've hunkered down, I'm building up the 2020 season preview book. Now it's time to go everywhere and talk about it. And, yeah, you can find it at Pick Six Previews on Twitter or picksixpreviews.com. On there I have a couple sample pages of the level of detail and stat graphics you'll get for every team, testimonials. And also I want to give back to the Bill King listeners. Just type in King at checkout. You'll get a nice discount. So, yeah, real excited about the 2020 edition and ready to break it down for you.
How much did you – you started 6 months ago, so that means you started when there were rumors about the virus, but we really weren't affected yet by it. So once you started in on this and then all the virus news hit, how much did that affect your predictions?
Yeah, it's interesting. So what goes into my book, it's a one-man operation. It's over 1,000 hours of film study, calls with coaches, calls with coordinators, calls with beat writers, you know, watching spring games. And you'll notice that last factor right there, spring games, that was totally wiped out this year. So, the scores don't really matter on those games. You know, it doesn't matter if red beats white, but being able to watch those games, see the early enrollee freshmen, see the new starters, see coaching changes and how new schemes are looking. That's a very valuable tool, especially when you're trying to look at all 65 of these teams. So with that wiped out, I've had to rely a little bit more on, you know, program continuity where, your coach is coming back, your roster coming back, scheme continuity, that kind of thing, a little bit more than usual.
I get asked this every year, and college football is so chalky, it's a difficult question for me to answer. But when somebody approaches you with the give me some surprises, and I assume every time surprises mean better than you thought they were going to be or better than the average person is going to predict them to be, what team comes up when you get that question? Or you can give me a couple if you want.
Yeah, so it's no surprise my big playoff pick this year is Oregon to make the playoff. I don't think any other publication will have that. Right away, the natural instinct is to see Ohio State on that September schedule and throw them out of the playoff discussion. But, hey, even if they lose that game, I think that this year they've distanced themselves from the rest of the conference, the Pac-12, that they can afford a loss and run the table 9-0. And the key being that defense, really. You saw it last year at the top five unit, 10 starters back on D. The only vacancy is a linebacker, and it's not just one but two five-star kids going up to fill that spot. And first time since the 1990s that someone has passed USC in five-year average recruiting. It's Oregon. And one last note there, this isn't the old Chip Kelly gadget speed offense. This is really built in the trenches from Mario Cristobal, an offensive line guru. And, yeah, they replace a couple linemen up front, but they do return the outland winner, Penny Sewell. So a lot to like about Oregon, and in a kind of a down year for most of the Pac-12 programs, I think they run it.
Well, and maybe, and the committee won't admit this, but maybe they get some sympathy from the committee because the Pac-12 has not really been a factor in the playoffs, frankly. I mean, Washington got in that year and they got beat by Alabama, didn't get much done offensively in that game. And another year, who was it, Oregon that got in early, or who else got in from the Pac-12 early? I'm forgetting.
Yeah, it was the Marcus Mariota year.
Yes.
In the first bracket.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's a conference that's really been shut out. And I think that if it comes down to a one-loss Pac-12 champ against a one-loss Big 12 Oklahoma, I mean, we've given Oklahoma many chances here. I think that if it's Oregon with a loss to what would I assume would be another playoff team, Ohio State, I think you're talking about a pretty strong resume. And, I mean, they were close last year. If they were able to hold on against Auburn in a crazy opener, it's crazy that that ended up determining a playoff bid because, you know, if they had won that game, they would have closed 12-1, and that Utah Pac-12 title game would have been a final exclamation point into the playoff with one loss. So, and then, you know, real quick, another surprise team I have there in my playoff final four is Florida. Most people are going Alabama or Georgia out of that side, out of the SEC. I'm going with the Gators for a couple reasons. With Alabama, you know, you start to see the defense slide a little bit. And I say that in context of Alabama. It was still it was Saban's worst defense. It was still a top 12 unit. So, but no, you know, you lose three-fourths of that secondary. Both edge rushers are gone, and you got to replace Tua. Same with Georgia. They lose that big O-line and Jake Fromm trying to implement a new offense with no offseason. So with Florida, I love that coaching continuity. Dan Mullen's third year, Ty Grantham's third year. It's proven coaches on both sides of the ball there. Kyle Trask, I think he makes a big leap in his second year starting. And just a stable of receivers. The offensive line's improving. And, of course, you know that Florida's going to trot out another speedy, fast, and aggressive defense like they always do.
Brett Ciancia with us. Pick Six Previews is his baby, and he does a very good job with it. He's been on the show several times before in the past. As you can tell, he does his homework. Did you have North Carolina winning their division in the ACC? And they just got, in recruiting more good news, the number one corner in America committed to them.
Yeah, isn't it crazy what's going on down there? So I remember when he was hired, everyone rushed to Twitter to try and cut some jokes real quick about Mack Brown, right? But yeah. I like to, you know, wait a few years and see because his coordinator hires were incredible. He's a proven recruiter. And what's happening here is North Carolina, as a high school recruited, high school football state, is kind of booming right now. The talent level surging. And what's happening is he's able to lock down that in-state talent more than any other UNC staff before him. So I think historically they locked down about 10% of the blue chippers in their state. This year, this 2021 class, it's up at 80%. So they're closing the borders there and keeping all the big talent home. So that doesn't factor into 2020 per se, but pretty incredible recruiting news. For 2020, yeah, I do have them winning the Coastal. I'm a big believer in that Phil Longo offense there, that spread, but power run game that they factor in. Sam Howell proved himself as a true freshman. All of their receivers are back. The running back stable is back. And you see a defense also getting all their players, or I think 9 or 10 starters back with Jay Bateman, another great coordinator hire. So, yeah, big believer in what Mac did coordinator-wise, roster-wise, and then now this recruiting surge is incredible.
Brett Ciancia with us, Pick Six Previews. I assume now you've got Oregon, you've got Florida. I assume the other two will be the chalk, Clemson and Ohio State in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's hard to argue against those two. You know, first with Clemson real quick, this thing was built on, you know, top 15, top 10 classes. It was a great coaching job by Dabo and Brent Venables. But rather than that top 15 class now, they signed a top 3 class. So what's happening now is when these players are going to the pros, they're now just plugging in 5 stars instead of needing a couple years to develop up the players. So it's just a whole new luxury they have. I know on the defensive line, they're not only do they return all 4 starters, but they also inject 2 5-stars into that mix. So, yeah, this machine's just getting started, and the Atlantic kind of is going through some changes. So besides the game at Notre Dame, I think Clemson's got a pretty easy road this year. And with Ohio State, yeah, this was one where I was actually on the right side of it last year. I had Ohio State coming out of the Big Ten. Most had Michigan. But with Ohio State, yeah, Ryan Day, he passes audition. Justin Fields, he lived up to that 5-star billing. And this defense finally bounced back and let the players and their athletes run loose and free and fast. So, Ohio State, even despite some personnel losses to the pros, they just recruited such a high clip, and their coaches have been proven to reload. So I see them running the Big Ten again.
What do you see in Notre Dame?
With Notre Dame, it's going to feel like 1987 again. I mean, it's been that long since they've won a national title. This team's going to look like one of those 80s teams where it's a big, strong, experienced offensive line. It's a quarterback, Ian Book, that takes care of the ball. He's efficient, but he can also go win you a game too. But really what it is, it's this front seven on defense. It's one of the best in the nation. So that combo of, you know, strong trenches, good linebacking play, good quarterbacking, it's going to look like a retro team, and maybe that's what they need to spark another 11-win or undefeated year. It's funny, every few years they get this chance on the national stage to try and prove themselves, to wake up the echoes. They're going to get that again because they host Clemson in South Bend in November. And if all things hold true, that should be a matchup of undefeated top five teams. So it's their next opportunity, their latest and greatest, so we'll see.
What about a team about 3 hours east of here, Tennessee? Lot of expectations. I don't think anybody thinks they can win the division, but down the stretch, they actually started playing better after the disastrous start a year ago. What is year three under Jeremy Pruitt going to look like?
Yeah, I'm actually pretty optimistic on Tennessee. I have them 15th overall in the country. I bet that most publications don't even have them ranked, so I'm pretty high on them. What I see is this thing is looking different than the Butch Jones hype. That hype was pretty much just around their signing day classes. But when you got to the fall, it kind of fell flat. And to be quite honest, it was looking like the same thing last September. But what happened was in that Mississippi State game, after starting 1-4, that win really shifted the course of the program. They ended up closing the year 7-1. They finished as the number one most improved team from midseason on in my game grader formula. Playing in a 90 percentile clip to close the year on defense, pretty strong stuff by Jeremy Pruitt. I wonder now, too, when you see Alabama's defense take a slight step back without Pruitt there, you start to learn a little bit more about his coaching and how important he is on defense. So what I see is a veteran roster, very strong offensive line. This is something that's hurt Tennessee for years, I mean, almost a decade. So finally, one of the best offensive lines in the league, in the country, and I think they're going to play behind that and get some Ws.
Brett Ciancia with us, pick six previews. All right, one more here out the door. LSU with an incredible season, a phenomenal season. Peaked all the way to the championship, kept playing better and better. What is the drop-off going to be like? Significant or just also slight?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I'm calling this the ultimate one-year wonder in college football. I mean, it really rose out of nowhere. You had all the stars aligned. You had Joe Brady come in from the pros. You had a backup transfer quarterback, Joe Burrow, become one of the greatest ever, unlocked all their receiver talent. So I applied my game grader formula back 25 years to look at all of the best national champions. LSU ranks fourth and all time. So this is up there with those 95 Huskers, those 01 Canes, the Vince Young team, right? So this is elite company, and they clearly deserved it. From that point, though, you lose Burrow, you lose Brady, you lose Aranda, who now takes over at Baylor. 14 starters drafted. So, I mean, this is – you'd be crazy to not predict somewhat of a step back. So can Miles Brennan step into those shoes? Sure. I mean, they still have five stars at receiver. Eric Gilbert, the number one tight end in the country, signed. So there's still a lot of pieces there. What worries me is the offensive line loses four starters. The whole linebacking core is gone, and they're trying to implement a whole new scheme shift from Aranda's complex three-man front to Pelini's four-man front. So in a short off season with all that much personnel change, I think you're going to see a step back. I have them third in the West, but that's still good for 11th nationally.
Tell everybody one more time how they can get all your info.
Yeah, thanks. It's picksixpreviews.com, and on there you'll see I have sample pages of a few teams so you can see the layout and the level of detail and the graphics. Just use King at checkout for a nice nice discount back to the Bill King Show. And, I have some testimonials over there. You can also follow me at Pick Six Previews, and I'm pumping out graphics and stats and all things college football every day of the year. So appreciate you having me back on, and looking forward to talking more.
Absolutely. Good job, sir. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. Brett Ciancia. Pick Six Previews. And again, you can follow him on Twitter at Pick and then the word six previews. S on the end of preview. Previews. And you've got him. Pick Six Previews. It's a good follow. It's a good follow. We need to get the break here. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino down to the boot, down to Louisiana. Looking forward to that. And then Josh Newberg a little bit later from 24/7 Sports and the podcast, the Big Three Roll-Up. That's a little later, hour number three. We are going to get the break right here, coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still in pretty good shape for the most part out here. Sure, we've seen a couple of wrecks. Most of them are in the clearing stages. Checking on something there on 24 westbound near Bell Road. Maybe a stalled vehicle. Had that wreck earlier. 440 eastbound at West End. It's over to the right-hand side. Bars, Music City, Soul Food. They're now open behind the Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Log on for lunch today. BarsMusicCitySoulFood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com.
Bryson DeChambeau, the 6-1 favorite to win the Rocket Mortgage Classic that tees off tomorrow at the Detroit Golf Club. Top 20 finish, yes, minus 300, no, plus 250. Head-to-head DeChambeau laying $1.60 against Webb Simpson, plus 140. Chiefs defensive tackle Chris Jones suggests he will not play without a long-term deal. He's set to play under the franchise tag of $16.1 million this season. He's recorded 24.5 sacks the last two seasons, a career-high 15.5 sacks in 2018. The Chiefs are 9-2 to repeat as Super Bowl champion. For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
The good folks at Sir Speedy of Music City are back on our show. James Warren, talk to me.
Hey, George. As we see businesses prepare to reopen, we're seeing them focus on employees and guest protection just as much as on making a profit and being back to normal. That's typical of this caring city and all of Tennessee. So we decided to use the materials that we use for signs to make acrylic shields, barriers, face guards, and floor graphics for safe distancing. Even throwing in some fun by putting logos on face masks and that kind of thing. That said, we're doing this for nationwide hotels, restaurants, as well as local businesses with two employees. Everyone is treated the same. We come measure, listen. We want to be good to our community and our customers, so we're pledging 5% of the profits of all PPE orders in May and June to local food banks. You can trust the Sir Speedy Music City team for all your reopening needs.
That's absolutely true. You dial them up at 615-832-9511 or go on their website, SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms, high 86. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 71. Thursday, a chance of thunderstorms, high 90. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low 71. Friday, sunny with a high of 90.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Rob sent me this on Twitter. Major League Baseball has informed Minor League Baseball that it will not be providing its affiliated minor league teams with players for the 2020 season. As a result, there will not be a minor league baseball season in 2020. Yeah, the news, man. TSSAA announced yesterday here in this state that high school football would, at the moment, be postponed. So other than going after the dead period and getting together and working out and doing a little bit of work on the field, no pads, no nothing, they can't really get back to any kind of structured football-type practice until August 29. Now, the season starts a week or two before that, the high school season. Doesn't mean they can't go back and adjust that, but as of right now, the news isn't the best. Now, again, that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with the college game or the NFL, but Doug checking in this morning. Bill, great segment with Pick 6 previews. Going to the website right now to purchase the 2020 preview book. Yeah, Brett does his homework. Yeah, he's good. He's not faking it. He is very, very good. He spends many, many hours grinding it out to present you lots of information. Now, maybe you don't agree with Oregon and Florida getting in. Maybe you do. Maybe you do. I tell you what, though. Even though I wouldn't have those two in my Final Four, I admire him stepping outside the realm a little bit. And not that Oregon and Florida aren't well-known entities. I just wouldn't have them in my Final Four. So I'm kind of admiring his, hey, I'm going to step out a little bit here. Nobody's picking them to be in the playoffs. Well, maybe somebody else is. I don't look at many of the – I don't get all the magazines anymore. So there's probably some picking them that I don't know about. I used to buy all those, but there's so much information out there. There's so much. If we didn't have Twitter and you didn't have the ability to go online and just look anything up, I'd probably go – pick up the magazines, but there's so much out there that it just, for me, it's just not something. When I'm in a store, I don't even go over the magazine rack and look. I used to obsess over that. I walk by and if I saw one that I didn't have, boom, it's mine. You know, Under Armour now is trying to pull out of their deal with Cal. They are already talking about pulling out of their $280 million deal with UCLA. But they're talking about now they want to get out of their Cal deal, too. That's a lot of money those schools are apparently not going to get. A lot of revenue. See, nobody even thought about that. People thought about league affiliation, TV contracts, your cut of the league revenue streams and everything, that check you get yearly, each school does, by virtue of, again, your league affiliation. Nobody thought about the shoe contracts. I didn't even think really much about it. That's big money, man. And I don't know. I haven't heard Nike doing anything like that to date. Could it get to that? Who knows? Wouldn't think so, but could it get that far down the road? Hope not. Hour two coming up. Blake will be with us. Blake Ruffino.